Parking at the Reno Club where Basie got time. Crazy Little Women at the corner of Vine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou, and Nick Shan. Parker, Fraser, Pig, and that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Joe, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Live from 12th Street in Kansas City, where Basie tickled the ivories and Big Joe Turner shouted the blues. It's 12th Street Jump, public radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Joe Cartwright, Tyrone Park, and Mike Warren on the bandstand, along with the lovely Nedra Dixon, and yours truly, David Bassie. Now, this week, we celebrate the birthday of Kansas City's own Charlie Parker with our special guest, Jim Mayer, and our cutting contest winner, Ben Britton. Now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump hosts, Pearl McDonald and Pete Weber.
Good evening, everybody.
Hello, all.
And welcome to a very special edition of 12th Street Jump. Tonight is the Charlie Parker tribute show.
Yay!
Absolutely.
We're
going to
have some fun tonight.
Yes, but before the music, there's a lot going on in
there's
news.
A lot going on, and one thing I have to say I'm happy is no longer going on. I'm glad the Olympics are over, especially after hearing this, Pete.
What?
Michael Phelps and Ryan Lochte admitted that some of the world's best swimmers pee in the pool during competition.
Oh.
No wonder they have not been invited on Dancing with the Stars.
No, nobody wants to get close to them, huh? You know, in other news, scientists report the chemical used to produce that buttery flavor in microwave popcorn may actually be linked to Alzheimer's disease. Mm. On the other hand, it does make you forget the taste of real popcorn.
Especially if it's burnt. And speaking of food, scientists have discovered that eating chocolate can actually improve your memory. That could explain why the Swiss are the only people who remember how to open those stupid little knives. Never find the nail clipper.
Oh, let's get the music started. Here's Nedra Dixon with an Eddie Jefferson lyric to a Charlie Parker break, Yardbird Suite.
Tears can burn one's heart, but that's a thing that I found out. Too late, I guess, 'cause I'm in a mess. My faith has gone, why lead me on this way? I thought there'd be no price on love, but I had to pay. If I could perform a miracle, I'd revive your thoughts of me. Yet I know that it's hopeless, you could never really care. That's why I despair. I'll go along hoping someday you'll learn. The flame in my heart, dear, forever will burn.
Do 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 do
yet I know that it's hopeless. You could never really care. That's why I despair. I go along hoping someday you'll learn. The flame in my heart, dear, forever will burn.
This week, 12th Street Jump celebrates the birthday of Kansas City's gift to the world of jazz, the legendary Charlie Parker. Born across the river in Kansas City, Kansas, and raised right here in KCMO, Parker was the product of an excellent music education system in place here at the time. By age 14, while still at Lincoln High School, he was soaking up the music of early jazz greats like Buster Smith, Lester Young, Ben Webster, and Coleman Hawkins.
Buster Smith and Jay McShann both recognized Parker's awesome talent and agreed to let him work with their popular bands while he was still a teenager. In 1941, McShann took Parker to New York with a band that included Buddy Anderson, Piggy Miner, and Lester Young. Parker, Prez, and Piggy. Just like we sing at the top of the show.
That's right. Parker left McShann for Earl Hines' band, where he began working with trumpet player Dizzy Gillespie. The Big Apple was soon flipping over bebop, a new sound the Bird and Gillespie developed, along with pianist Thelonious Monk, guitarist Charlie Christian, and drummer Kenny Clark at clubs like Minton's Playhouse in Harlem. The Bird would go on to record some of the greatest jazz tracks ever created with artists like Bud Powell and Miles Davis.
We're going to spend the next hour playing some of the tunes that the Bird made famous. To get that done, we're going to need a great sax player with his own deep Kansas City roots. That would be our special guest, alto sax educator and band leader, Jim Mayer.
Hey! Welcome back, Jim.
Great to be back, Pete.
You educate the young. What would you educate a young sax player on when it comes to the Bird?
Well, first of all, it's a bit of an acquired taste. You can certainly appreciate the virtuosity he played with. But so I remember when I first heard Charlie Parker, the recording quality was so poor it was hard to get past that. So first of all, I would recommend everybody purchase Bird with Strings because it is a great recording. His virtuosity is wonderful. It serves as fine art and it also serves as background music.
Wonderful. I need some good background music, you know.
Back rub music.
Back rub music? They have that too?
Oh, yeah.
When did you acquire the taste for Parker?
Well, really when I came to Kansas City, I really started to appreciate the music because as scientific as Charlie Parker can get musically, he always keeps a strong sense of the blues and that Kansas City swing.
And you could hear it. You could feel it.
Definitely.
Now this next number we're going to get into is called Donna Lee. Is that a good tune?
It's a great line. You know, it's based on an old tune from 1917 that was on the very first jazz recording of all time called Back Home Again in Indiana. And this is a melody that Charlie Parker improvised for many, many hours, and that became the tune called Donna Lee.
I thought you were invited to come and play, and here you are teaching again.
That's why they pay me the big bucks, Pete.
Man, it's good to be Jim Mayer. Hey, Joe Cartwright, you ready to do this?
Why, yes, Pete.
But first, we got to take it down.
Right. Well, since Jim already stole my intro, I guess all we have left to do is for me to count off the tune. So here's Donna Lee. Thank you.
How about Jim Mayer, everybody? And now, for you jazz and blues fans looking for some sage advice, 12th Street Jump presents our very own Oprah Montel and Judge Judy all rolled into one. If Dr. Pearl can't help you overcome your wretched, loveless existence, hey, at least the band sounds good.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself.
Our resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you've got issues that cause you a conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patience wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Dr. Pearl, our first letter is from Todd in Missouri.
Who that?
Todd in Missouri writes, Dear Dr. Pearl, I'm having a little problem with the little ladies. I mean the fairer sex. Hell, you're one of them, you know what I mean. Anyways, I used the wrong words at the wrong time, like on national television. Next thing I know, women hate me more than golf on TV. My wife put me in the doghouse, and my dog peed on my leg. I didn't think girl dogs could do that. The GOP wants me OUT. What should I do, Dr. Pearl?
Okay, Todd from Missouri. You didn't know girl dogs could pee on your legs, but you seem to know a lot about what women can do. Or you think you do. I'm gonna give you advice. I doubt you'll take it, but it's what I do. You offended women. The words you chose were crude. Now you don't think it's fun when you're the one who's getting screwed. You really blew it. Forget an apology. It happens when your head's stuck in your colonoscopy.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
It would end our frustration.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
And give us great elation.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
If you tried your own castration. Now that sounds legitimate.
Oh my.
Okay,
the next letter is from Paul somewhere on the campaign trail. Paul on the campaign trail writes, Dear Dr. Pearl, stop giving people help. According to Daddy, I mean Governor Romney, people need to stop whining and help themselves, just like he did at Bain Capital when he helped himself to their money. Everyone should read Ayn Rand. Though once I close the Department of Education, it may be tough to find a copy. Dr. Pearl, you seem like a reasonable person, which for me is anything after conception. Can you help me?
Wow. Paul, here you go. You think you're young and handsome. You claim that you're a funster. So how come when we look at you, we think of Eddie Munster? You're way too right-wing. Stop pushing Atlas Shrugged. The only way we'll vote for you if we're all heavily drugged.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
I got bad news, Paul Ryan.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
No matter how hard you're trying.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Come November, sad tears, you'll crying. And working for Fox News.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patience wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone. Bye-bye.
Stay close, because there's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump. Thank you.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
For decades, 12th Street in Kansas City has been the place to be for jazz musicians and great jazz music. At joints like the Reno Club, they'd stay up all night trying to learn each other's licks and outplay each other in sessions they called cutting contests.
We're keeping that tradition alive here on 12th Street with a cutting contest of our own. Now, nobody gets cut. It's just a way to hear some great players take the music further. Please welcome this year's Charlie Parker Cutting Contest winner, all the way from Pottstown, Pennsylvania, Ben Britton. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you.
Now, Ben, I have to start right off by asking, Charlie Parker, has he inspired you and how?
Yeah, Charlie Parker has been a big inspiration. He's been one of my favorite players. I actually put it on my little description on our cutting contest, but there was a period of my life where I played his solo on Coco, note for note, every day for 6 months straight.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you now know how you become the National Cutting Contest winner for the very first time, 6 months straight. Now, where do you actually play so people want to go hear you?
I play a lot in Philadelphia. There's a spot called Chris's Jazz Cafe. It's a nice spot. They're dedicated to jazz. And there's some other places around town.
Oh, great. Fun.
Sorry about Philly.
All right. Now, I have a quiz for you.
Okay.
How many children?
I have 6 children.
And before we get to naming them, name your wife.
Robin Britton.
All right. And let's see if he can do it, ladies and gentlemen. All 6 children.
All right. From oldest to youngest, Nathan, Hunter, Gary, Felicity, Zephyrin, and Esther.
Very nicely done. Father's Day will be more than a tie for you this year. Okay, Joe, what do we have for our cutting contestant this week?
This is a classic jam session cutting contest type of tune that Parker did play, among many others, and written by Ray Noble. This is called Cherokee. Now you'll be hearing Ben Britton on the tenor saxophone and Jim Mayer on the alto. Thank you.
Public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think Facebook stockholders had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Well, now the gals can play Augusta. No more ifs, ands, or buts. Connie Rice joined Augusta's National. Now down the course she struts. But women golfer, they're finally equal. They still think men are putts.
Those skinny dipping Republicans, they claim they did it on a dare. Jumped into the Sea of Galilee. Congressional bottoms were bare. I guess they forgot to ask the question, what would Jesus wear?
Horse did, so she gets another colt. Mitt wanted something faster, so he bought her Usain Bolt.
Julian Assange, he's still hiding that cat's an embassy recluse.
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Here's Jim Mayer with the band on a Latin-flavored Parker original, Little Suede Shoes.
Thank you.
like jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper, kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz.
If you like jazz like we like jazz, then check out this week's news. David,
yeah.
What's going on in the world of jazz?
We got Ben Britton with us tonight. He's going to play some more. And he's got an EP out. You can find it on his website. It'll connect you to iTunes. www.BenBritton.com. BenBrittonJazz.com for his EP. Michael Pedersen, live at the Loft, swinging tenor saxophone from a swinging guy. And how about this? The great Robbie Coltrane, John Coltrane's son. And he's got a new one out, swinging as could be. Spirit Fiction, his best one yet, I'd say. It's on Blue Note this time, and quite a CD. And then for those who like a little something different, like if you wanted to light your bass on fire, how about that, Ty? Light your bass on fire. He's getting a lighter fluid right now. Brian Braunberg's Hendrix, bass player playing Hendrix.
Oh, Ruby so stuff. Cool.
Groovy stuff.
And the new David Bassi album entitled?
It's Uptown. Uptown.
Oh, it's just a little. Yeah, check it out.
And
y'all.
A new Pete Weber album.
Called Somebody Give Me Money.
Give Me Money. That's what I want.
You know, besides Charlie Parker, we celebrate birthdays this week of tenor sax masters Herman Riley, Branford Marsalis, Wayne Shorter, and Parker's great mentor, Lester Young. It's the birthday week of pianist Kenny Drew and music innovator Alice Coltrane. A happy birthday to trumpeter and composer Kenny Dorham and vocalists Dinah Washington, Luther Snake Boy Johnson, and Jimmy Rushing.
And wait, there's
And how
more.
About this? We celebrate the birthday of our own Prince of Percussion, 12th Street Jump drummer Mike Warren.
Whoa!
Think about Mike.
Keep playing, Mike.
It all happened.
How can he take a bow and keep playing the drum?
Hey, that guy's good. That's Mike good. Warren's got skills. Just some of what's happening this week in jazz.
When is your next record coming out, Pete?
Well, it's on 8-track.
8-track?
It's on 8-track, and I hear that's not the popular...
Yeah.
Whatever.
You put it on G-Tunes, and you were supposed to put it on iTunes.
It works in my van.
Man.
It works in my van.
You live like jazz, and you've got so much class. So I tip my hat and smile like crazy man. Wow, jazz. Woo. Jazz. Yeah, jazz, jazz.
I hope
jazz,
you're having jazz, as much fun as we jazz, are. Jazz. And regardless, stick around. We'll be right back with more 12th Street Jump.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
This joint is jumping. It's really jumping. Come on, cats, and check your hats. I mean, this joint is jumping.
The joint's always jumping at blues and jazz clubs near you. So this week, check out Leon Foster Thomas with Brand New Mischief at the WDNA Jazz Gallery in Miami. Or South Bend's Jazz Festival is this week,
Or if you're in Kansas City, check out the Sons of Brazil at Isle of Capri. And how about checking out bassman Bob Bowman at the Blue Room?
Groove Child heats things up at the Blue Ocean Music Hall in Boston. In Erie, Pennsylvania, check out Mary Alice Brown at Bay Breeze. Out west, the Joey DeFrancesco Trio takes the stage at Jimmy Max in Portland, Oregon.
And here's a great date, the Louis Armstrong Centennial Band at Birdland, if you're up in New York. So wherever you go and whoever you see, support your local musicians by checking out the jazz scene where you live. You'll find the joint is jumping.
Here's our own David Bassey, Jim Mayer and the band with Charlie Parker's Confirmation.
I'm here to just confirm it. I have been always saying about modern jazz, it's the savior of the nation. I believe in it. You would too. The rhythm and blues like Bird when he delivers his melody. The message he played on his horn, or a steady confirmation. He discovered the sound that makes the music be free. I may sound unstable, but I don't know I'm able to translate this song to you. So time to beat the fast and then again I lay it back, you know I got to keep it swinging. You know I got to be true. So like the bird, you hear me always saying, it's a happiness group. Well, come on and I confirm it. Discover the sound that makes the music be but do 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 I have been always saying about modern jazz, it's the savior of the nation. I believe in it, you would too. The rhythm and blues like Bird when he delivered the melody. The message he played on his own, oh, a state of confirmation. that he discovered a sound that makes the music beat free. I may sound unstable, but I know I'm able to translate this song to you. So try to beat the bass, but you gotta be a little big. I got to keep swinging, or no, I got to be true. So like the booty you read me, I'll be saying. So hop in this group, well, come on and I confirm it. I discovered the sound that makes the music beat.
You recognize that sound? I bet you've heard it 100 times. In the movies or on TV, whenever things get a little steamy, that's when the saxophone comes in. Now making that music is a passionate, sexy, heart-pounding Ashton Kutcher and Betty White kind of gig. But hey, somebody's got to do it. And that's where I come in. Sonny Zoot Reedman, sax therapist. It was a hot Monday morning. I was sweating like Mark Zuckerberg at a stockholders meeting. And that's when they walked in. She was beautiful, like an exotic orchid. He was potty. They made the perfect couple. The lady did the talking.
Hi, I'm Olivia. This is Oscar. We're the O'Malleys from Omaha.
Olivia and Oscar O'Malley of Omaha, eh? Well, what brings you to our old office on an oppressive August afternoon?
Olympics.
Olympics? They're over, Oscar.
That's our problem. Oscar's obsession over the Olympics got him to do the big O often. Now we do less scoring than the Ethiopian basketball team.
Ooh, I see. Oscar lost the Olympic oomph. Oh, problem, old man?
Over, under.
Oscar bet on pole vaulting. All his overs went under, and Oscar went for 0 for 8. Now he's underwater.
Ouch.
Let me get this straight. Olivia and Oscar O'Malley of Omaha opt off the old 0-0-0 on account of Oscar's offer on the Olympics. Okay?
Can you help us?
Of course I can, ma'am. I'm Sonny Zoot Reedman, sax therapist. Close your eyes, Oscar. Imagine you're back in London, getting ready to play beach volleyball.
Oh?
Mixed beach volleyball. And Olivia's on the other side of the net.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to serve, Olivia. Are you ready to receive?
Do you like my volleyball outfit, Oscar? Is it too over the top?
Oh, baby, I like it when you go over the top. Way over the top.
Watch for the side out, Oscar.
Oh, baby, if you've got your side out, I'm watching. I'm watching.
Now take that ball and spike it.
Spike it, Oscar, spike it.
I'm spiking it. I'm spiking it. Was that one in?
No, it was out.
It was in.
Out.
In.
Out.
In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out.
Score! Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oscar. Olivia, whoa. Whoa. I think we just set a new definition for out of bounds. So Olivia went over the top, and Oscar got to score again. By the time I got through with them, he was on her like a dog on Mitt Romney's station wagon. All in a day's work for Sonny Zoot Reedman, sax therapist. All right, let's bring back our contest winner, Ben Britton, to join Jim Mayer and the band with Charlie Parker's Now Is the Time.
Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is our show. For helping us celebrate the music of Charlie Parker, give it up for our special guest, Jim Mayer. And how about a hand for our cutting contest winner, Ben Britton.
And keep it going for the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on drums, Tyler Clark on bass, musical director Joe Colrad at the piano.
And give it up for our vocalist, Nedra Dixon. And David Bassett. We had help from audio engineer Chad Mice, production assistant Brenna Hayes, upload manager Brett Schlegel, and our producer Ian York. This week's show was written by Paul Seaburn and the gang.
12th Street Jump is produced by Theater League, enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. We'd like to take a moment and thank TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now don't forget to like us on Facebook or at 12thstreetjump.com.
Join us next week for a show from the 12th Street Jump Archives as we celebrate the birthday of sax player Sonny Rollins with our friend, the late, great Bill Caldwell. Until then, I am Pearl McDonald.
And I'm Pete Weber. We'll see you next week on 12th Street, where it's always Jump Day!